During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on an episode of Real Ghost Stories Online that naturally gives off the scent of honey-baked hands. Yes, that is correct. While simply listening to these ghost stories, you will naturally begin to pick up the sweet and succulent aromas of a delicious honey-baked ham. What happens when a husband and wife move into a new home, only to discover that late in the night, someone or something will do next to anything to prevent them from sleeping? That story and much more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. You share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And hey, now you can become an extra podcast person through Apple Podcasts. Get access to all the bonus episodes, all the advanced episodes, the archive, all of it commercial free. You can even try it for 3 days free through Apple Podcasts in our subscription channel there. So do check that out if you're not on Apple Podcasts. You can do it through Patreon, patreon.com/realghoststories, or our website, ghostpodcast.com, to get all the same content on any of those three sources. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, Tony, I just wanted to ask you about worshiping Satan and your horrible Satan worshiping ways.
Well, I do have
that involve Halloween.
I have to profess, on All Hallows Eve, I sometimes can't help myself, but when we're out and about getting candy with the children. I like, oh, look, Harper, you got a Snickers there.
Hail Satan, you have a Snickers.
And my voice changes and it gets really weird. And then like some of the people look at you and it's like, look, we're worshiping Satan. That's what we're supposed to do. What is that you got there, honey? Oh, you got some Skittles?
Praise the almighty Dark Lord.
And, you know, that's, you know, so I don't know. Some people found. Now, what we went trick-or-treating and Harper walks up to one of the houses and there's a big note on the door. And a lot of times it says, you know, please take one because there's a candy bowl below it. This one said, I sent it to you. Like, we do not give out. We do not worship Satan. Please do not ring or knock the door.
And I texted back. I'm like, yeah, because nothing says Satan more than adorable kids in costumes asking for candy.
God.
Like, that is so satanic.
And then Harper turns around and I'm like, what? And she just kind of looks at me and she goes, we can't get any candy because we worship Satan, Dad. And there's some other people walking along with their kids. And I'm like, what? And she says, the sign says, we don't worship Satan. Please don't knock a ring. Like, oh, okay. Well, you know, there is those days of the week where we do hail the Dark Lord. And then, like, one of the other dads around, he's like, well, let's go hail Satan down this way. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what y'all's out there doing.
Yeah, of course.
Gathering candy and recruiting other satanic members.
Enjoying a nice nice autumn evening with your kids and family and just having fun, and everyone's in a good mood. I can't think of anything darker.
Yeah, because especially like when your daughter wants to be Cinderella.
Yeah.
I've got her now. I'm going to have her worshiping Satan in no time, because we're Cinderella. And then she worships Satan.
I'd love to...
Cinderella, like, Snickers, Snickers, Reese's, Reese's. Another costume. But within 5 years, you might have a satanic cult.
Exactly. That's what leads to Satanism. Usually is close families that are doing family activities together. Usually one of the first signs. Shit's going down here now. But no, my God. I would love to know what goes through people's minds that this is how they think. I know it's years of conditioning in a cult, but...
When I read that last night, I'm like, you know, why not this? Shut your door, turn off your porch light, and don't answer the door.
Well, they had...
All the satanic people.
Because they had to get their little point across, and...
Exactly.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Because I'm like, what... Now, maybe it'd be one thing if y'all were doing a bonfire with...
goat heads?
You know, yeah, goat heads. Thank you. That might, like, if you stumbled upon that, it would be like, this feels satanic to me.
You know,
looking
what?
Looking at those adorable children going house to house saying trick or treat doesn't feel so satanic.
You know, I'm not into, you know, doing satanic rituals, but you know what? That person who wrote that makes me almost want to go do a satanic ritual in their front yard. Like, go down to the Barnes & Noble, get a book about it. And then, you know, maybe go find a rabbit or something and light a fire, do a sacrifice in the yard and go, okay, fine. You stay in there. We'll do the ritual right here in front of the little garden gnome. Maybe we'll involve the garden gnome.
And while we're at it, we're going to burn a pentagram into your front yard. Because... That's how we satanic cult people work.
That's what we do.
We live for that shit. That is just so weird to me. The whole world is so fucked up lately. That's why, like, when we talk about ghosts, it just doesn't seem that weird. Because when you read the news, that feels weird.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The people are
This is feels normal when we do this show.
Somehow we've gone and our reality has shifted that dramatically over the years.
It's like like this week, because this is like the day after Halloween, but Nancy Pelosi this week, her husband got attacked in their house. And so next thing you know, they're like, yeah, well, he was having sex with a man and the man was trying to get away from him.
Where did that
information?
Yes. Where is that information coming from?
Not the police. You know, I have no idea what really happened.
Yeah.
Nobody does. They haven't really the guy said he's guilty. The guy's like, yeah, I went in there looking for Nancy Pelosi. I was after her. I wanted to break her knees.
And that's what it seems to be. But you know what? I mean, and I didn't just like believe that random story or something. You know, when I'm like, that just seems like somebody said this and then somebody ran with it. But it did run through my mind. Like, is there like some sort of, is this a fair type thing going on that turned bad or what? But I don't think it was, seemingly with what we know now.
Or like poor Jerry Lee Lewis's family. They can't, it's like, oh, he's dead. TMZ came out. It's like Jerry Lee Lewis died.
He's not dead?
Like, he's not. Now he's dead.
Oh, he's dead now.
But there was a first story about 3 or 4 days before he died. TMZ came out with the story that he's dead. Then all these radio stations and stuff run with it. And then he's not. And the family's like, he's not dead. You know, he's not doing very good, obviously, but he's not dead.
Oh, no. That's
so
great.
Then they have to retract all the stories, and then he died.
And then he's dead. You see, we did this with Michael Jackson. We actually we ran with the TMZ headline at the 5 o'clock news that Michael Jackson had died. And then our program director came running into the studio going, why are you reporting this? It's not official. It's not official. And then we said, well, we got TMZ.
We need three sources.
Yeah. TMZ that is officially doing it. I think like NBC or somebody else was doing it as well. But it's not official. It's like, you got like two major ones here that are saying it. We're going to go with that. And then like, yeah, then like 3 seconds later, again, he's dead. But that was, we still joke about that.
But the Jerry Lee Lewis, like he wasn't dead.
No, that's, you gotta be careful on that. You can't do it unless you're pretty damn sure he's dead. But
I guess somebody's like, he's not moving. Because he obviously wasn't doing very good. So how did that story break?
Wouldn't that be interesting to be Jerry Lee Lewis right before you die and you get to see the coverage of your death? Like, and then you die? Like, well, this is how I go out, I guess.
Like, who told him I was dead? I'm not dead.
Yeah.
Or like, B. Arthur, like all of a sudden on Facebook, it starts going around that B. Arthur died. And everybody's like, oh my God, I loved her. I loved her. And it's like, no, but she's been dead for like 4 years. It just starts going around.
Honestly, I thought the same about Jerry Lee Lewis when I saw that this week. I'm like, I thought he had been dead for a while, honestly.
I Googled it the first time. I heard it last week or whenever it was. I was like, and so I looked and he wasn't, but then
some of these are almost getting to be Mandela effect like situation. I swear to God, there's been a couple where I'm like, wait a second. No, I vividly remember the reporting on this person, Angela Lansbury. I thought she'd been dead for quite a while, honestly. And I can almost vividly remember hearing about it. And I was like, really? In my mind, she's probably died like 7 times already over the last 20 years. So I'm always surprised.
I tell you, the world is so messed up. It's just so, it's like, I don't know what to believe. I don't know.
I think some
dead,
of these,
not dead.
I think some what? Of these are coming back from the grave and taking a second pass at life.
Well, if I ever come back from the grave, you're going to be the first to know it, my friend.
I can't wait. We'll have the first podcast involving a dead person as a co-host. It'll be really exciting. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's go to a caller first and hear a ghost story. Go for it. Let's hear it.
My name is Liam from Columbus, Ohio.
I'll edit that part.
I am 29 years old, and again, Columbus, Ohio. A couple years ago, my family and extended family went to Michigan for Thanksgiving, and it was actually the Friday after Thanksgiving, which is on Thursday, of course. And we always go to Friday Thanksgiving at my aunt's house, and they live on Groseal Island in Michigan. Well, because the family is getting larger, usually we stay at my aunt's house, but this time we stayed at this inn, which is on the island. This is a 9 by 3 mile island, so very small, but we stayed in a very, very old place. In my previous call, I had talked about how I don't think I'm as sensitive, but this is an experience that a whole group of us had. So we're at this inn, we're staying there for the weekend, and we were at our aunt's for the meal, and then we went back to the inn late at night, and a few of us decided to play cards. Me and my sisters were all in our, you know, upper 20s, early 30s. Their kids were put down to sleep upstairs. This inn probably has maybe four or five large bedrooms in the upstairs area, but that's it. The downstairs, there's a large table, really old place. So we're sitting there playing cards. Euchre is a big card game in the Midwest. We were playing that game. And pretty much for the whole evening, we just thought somebody in the fourth room, because we were occupying 3 rooms, so there was somebody in the fourth room. We didn't know who they were. And we just heard all this running. It was like running back and forth, and it was getting really loud. And we're like, who is up there, and who is this person? And they kept checking on my nephews. So a baby and a toddler at the time, and they were fast asleep. And so we checked on them several times, nothing, they're upstairs. You can hear us coming up and down the stairs, but we'd get back to playing cards and we would just hear running back and forth. I'm like, what the heck? So finally the inn owner, comes in to check and says, are you guys in for the night? We're like, yeah. And they said they they left a number for us if we need anything. And we're set. Who's in that fourth room? And they're like, oh, it's my niece. But she's not in right now. We're like, oh, okay. That's great. We didn't ask about the running, but we all just looked at each other and we're like, not normal. Someone's clearly running back and forth. And my nephew, I think he was maybe about 3 or 4 at the time. He was in like his pack and play. He couldn't get out of that thing. And again, we kept checking and he was sleeping. We stayed there a second creepy at night. Somehow, I mean, we all managed to sleep, but we all pretty much agreed that something was running back and forth upstairs and they were not being quiet about it. And we ran into the niece once and it didn't even seem like she was really there. She would come in late at night and then pretty much go straight to sleep because she was right next door to us. And I was like, don't think she's running. So shorter story, but probably the only experience I've had where a whole group of us are like, that's strange. And it got to the point where it kind of kept us up at night in the end, but we were happy for Sunday to come so we could, you know, leave. But that's all there is to that. So, again, love listening to your show. I've only been listening for about a week and a half, but I love it so far. I've been listening every day. And I hope to become an EPP member. Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story with us, and creepy one.
Well, and so they're like on a getaway and then you have to live with that. It's like, it's bad when you know, you go someplace and you're going to go have fun. It's like, yeah, we couldn't wait to leave.
Yeah.
And finally we were able to go.
Yeah.
It's like, it's kind of sad in a way.
It is.
Like you were trying to have all this fun and all you do is like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. I think I would be that same way, though. It's just what the hell was going on here and just being ready to get out.
Well, they got no answers. And then when you continue to hear that,
yeah,
it's like, okay, obviously someone is running back and forth. I mean, that's a very distinct kind of sound.
Sure.
You know, or maybe it was like something in the ceiling like raccoons, but they kind of have a different, like, you can kind of tell those little paws versus feet.
Yeah.
You know? Sounds very different.
Mm-hmm.
Not like I have tons of experience with raccoons running around above me, but I heard it before.
A lot of us do, you know.
But it's also creepy because, you know, if you do hear it, it does sound like something paranormal because you're not ready for it.
And they can make really freaky noises, too, that do sound like people sometimes.
Oh, yeah, because you had that one at the radio station where you heard it was a raccoon or something.
It was running on the ceiling tiles, and it was going to fall into one of the rooms. It was, like, between the floor and the subfloor of the upstairs. And it was scurrying around. And then I think, like, Eric or somebody got animal control in there or something. But
so it didn't die.
Yeah. Well, I was waiting for it just to fall in on me when I'm in the studio because you could see the tiles moving.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what made it scary because it wasn't like, oh, it's just up in the attic. It got down, you know, and it's literally walking on the tiles.
Which is crazy because you and I were in the same room.
Yeah. Yeah. And it did it in the evening one night and it was just, yeah. It was creepy. I went upstairs and I could hear it. It was making some chirping noises. And I think I found, or I didn't think I found it. But I think I narrowed it down to like some back corner of that attic. And it was, you know, hiding underneath boards. But yeah, it was.
Hell no, I couldn't have done that.
Would that have been great? It'd been like Christmas Vacation when I come running down the stairs with a raccoon on my back or something. Just another day.
Scared the crap out of me.
Just another day in radio. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to another story. Let's do this one. As a child, I was never a skeptic nor hardcore believer of ghosts and the paranormal, but just as any child experiences, the settling creaks and moans of the house at night or having a runaway imagination after your father lets you watch a scary movie before bed, I was no stranger to these moments. And until this situation, I had never had a firm experience with something as unexplained and yet confirmed by another person. This story ultimately begins in late August of 2010, when my now wife, then girlfriend, and I first moved in together. It was a big move for both of us. We hadn't been together more than a year, and like any new couple, we argued and fought, especially with combining our stuff in our new home. We had found an apartment in Vancouver, Washington, that we both fell in love with. As my girlfriend described them, it was something out of Miami Vice. Spacious, modern, one bedroom, and a bathroom with a studio loft apartment on the third floor. We both loved it, spent the entire day moving in and dreaming how we'd decorate and arrange our new oasis. However, at this time, we were still waiting on some of our new furniture to be delivered, primarily our bed and couch, which would be another week. And so, after cleaning up, we decided to go for dinner and arrive back to our new home to spend our first night. We purchased an air mattress from Walmart to be our substitute and settled in to watch a movie before falling asleep. We'd both grown up never closing our bedroom doors at night, even though it's recommended by fire marshals, hint, hint. And to this day, we close and lock our bedroom door. You will soon find out why. However, this night was no different. Our bedroom door was wide open as usual. We both quickly fell into a slumber after turning off the television until we were awoken several hours later by an abrupt and alarming noise. We both jolted awake to the noise neither resident nor homeowner wants to hear in the middle of the night. All of our smoke alarms were going off together. Mind you, this was our very first night in our new apartment, and we had personally seen the maintenance crew check and exchange the batteries in our smoke alarms. But this becomes more concerning as we find out. My girlfriend jumps on her phone, calls the front security office as I'm running around our apartment checking to see if there was really fire, big or small, while using a hand towel to fan the smoke alarms. This was one of the features that we fell in love with at our apartment. It was a secure compound with 24-hour security on call. Soon after my girlfriend got off the phone, all the alarms suddenly stopped together, just as quickly as they started. A security officer arrived shortly thereafter and walked through our apartment, checking each alarm carefully, even the breaker panel. He was baffled even more so, because he said our smoke alarms could not have gone off without the other two units below us having gone off as well, which he had checked, and they had it. He had no answer for us and told us to call them if it happened again. He bid us good night and left. We both looked at each other with hesitation, unsure of what really was going on. That was when I remembered I had looked over at the clock on my nightstand when the alarms first began going off. The numbers seared into my memory to this day. They said 3:33 a.m., or more notably as the witching hour. I decided not to share this information with my girlfriend, but instead told her we should go back to bed and the whole situation must have been an electrical issue. We hadn't been back in bed more than 5 minutes when the alarms proceeded to go off again. This time I jumped out of bed, slamming the bedroom door shut and wedging a couple of my dumbbells behind it. My girlfriend looked at me in the dark room. Her eyes were just as dilated, face pale, and skin covered in goosebumps as mine. She quickly told me to switch her sides of the bed. She was sleeping closer to the door. Soon after closing the door, the alarms proceeded to stop and did not go off anymore that night or any other night thereafter. Years later, my wife and I were talking to friends about this situation when my wife shared something that echoed through me and immediately gave me shivers. As we were telling our story, she shared that she consistently saw what looked like a black mass in the shape of a tall male standing in our hallway looking into our bedroom, and that she always felt watched when she was there. She couldn't even take a shower without having the curtains partially open. This shook me because I experienced the same thing. I'd be in the apartment in the evening and nighttime by myself as my girlfriend was at work, and I would see the same black mass. I couldn't help but stay holed up in the bedroom with the same dumbbells behind the door until morning or until my girlfriend would get home, like a child does with their bed covers over their head. It got so bad that I couldn't even work up in the loft of our apartment where my computer station and drafting table were at in night, in fear of having to come down the stairs and walk to the bedroom with my back to the hallway. And when I did, I won't lie, I'd run like a little child to our room. We moved out after our 1 year lease was up, and since I've become believers in the paranormal, love watching and listening to shows and podcasts, but not without continuing to get creeped out and covered in goosebumps at night. and occasionally taking sage to the house just as a precaution. My wife turned me on to your show. I love listening to it on my lunch breaks and on the way home. Have recently become an EPP member. Hopefully right soon to tell you some of the new electrical issues we've begun having in our new house. Thank you for reading. It's a nice place. Nice welcoming.
Well, that's interesting that they were having issues like that in that house, and now they've got a new house and they're having electrical issues.
Yeah, it might not be the house.
Now, if they're listening to us talk about this, we're totally freaking them out. Is it them? But yeah, I think it kind of sounds like there was something there, obviously, trying to get their attention and did. But I also get that feeling of living someplace where you feel like there's somebody watching you all the time.
Yeah.
Now, I don't sleep with my door completely shut. I can't.
No?
I can't have it all the way shut, no.
I always want it shut. Why do you want it open?
Not all the way. I just want it a crack.
Why?
Maybe it's just having pets all these years. And
oh,
so
okay.
The pets need to come in and out. I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Well, that makes some sense.
But I just can't have it all the way shut. But like, I also don't want like a closet door all the way open. Because I don't have a creepy house. It's just weird. But that's interesting that happened to them. And then the maintenance guy, whoever it was who they contacted, was like, no, the house below that or the apartment below, they would have had the same issue.
Yeah.
And then he leaves or whatever, and it happens right away again.
Yeah.
You know, so it's obviously something trying to get their attention.
Yeah, I would definitely agree.
And then you got a freaking 1-year lease, so you're stuck.
I wonder,
you can't move if you want to.
How often do you think landlords get people coming up and saying, this is haunted, I'd like to please get out of my lease?
I would imagine it happens more than the paranormal experiences do.
Yeah.
People just went out of their lease. So they just, you know, there's a evil spirit in that apartment, and there's not. It's like they're just trying to break a lease.
But I wonder how detailed they get with the story, if it's just like that, or if they're like, and look at this video, and... I don't know, because you'd think you'd have to go in there with some sort of evidence if you're going to pull that off.
And I would also think that wouldn't be if it really was a haunted apartment, makes me think somebody else had the experience as well.
Yeah, very much so.
Or is it them?
Is it them? That is the question. Let's go to another caller. Hi, let's hear your ghost story.
And I'm a real estate agent. Love your show. I love listening to it. And always gives me the creeps. And when I'm walking my dogs through the dark park at night. Anyway, so I just thought this would be a good one to tell among others. But I'm a real estate agent. So, excuse me, I was showing a couple with a 4-year-old houses, and the first couple houses I had met them at, cute little kid, he was kind of, you know, into his own world, and kind of hyper, didn't talk to me too much because he's kind of shy. Anyway, the third time I had met them, they said that their 4-year-old had asked before they came to see me if my dad was going to be there again. And we just brushed it off, thought it was funny. But then when I was actually walking my dogs in the park that night, I realized that the day I went to show the house to them that third time, or the second time before he had asked about it, my dad being there, we'd had a really bad time in our family. My nephew actually was held up a hospital in a small town. And the town was under lockdown. It was pretty awful. He had been prescribed opioids at 15 years old by a well-known doctor in New York State who was actually arrested a month before this happened to him and to our family. But that morning before I showed him the house, I had come across a stuffed animal that my father has passed away from Alzheimer's. but she had made us all teddy bears with his house coat material. And I'd found the teddy bear that morning when my nephew was in trouble. And I had prayed that my dad would look after us and be with us. And I always keep a picture of him on my dashboard, actually. And I talked to him a few times that day, and I was walking the dogs and realized that that's the day he had asked if my dad was going to be there. And I called his parents right away, and I said, I just wanted to let you know this is what happened. And it really shocked me when I realized what he had asked. And the father actually answered the phone, and he said it didn't surprise him at all that his son talks to people, sees people all the time. So I just thought that was a sign that my dad really was there looking after us. And all's well that ends well. It's getting better, and he looked after us. So, all right, thanks, and I will be listening. It's always a pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for sharing that story with us. What's your thoughts on that one?
That was fascinating to me. Because I thought the story was going to be one thing. Like, I thought it was a realtor showing a house and something scary happened in the house. I didn't realize it was going to go back to her own personal life.
Mm-hmm.
That was fascinating. But, you know, it's interesting that the kid would say that at a time when that would, like, he would be there with them.
Yeah.
If he could, you know, to look out after them. Their family's going through a lot. And that's when I would think, if you've passed, if you can come back and help those people, that's when you would do it.
Yeah.
And that's when the kid saw him. That's just really, really interesting.
I think.
And I totally do think it was her dad.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting where sometimes it's like, it's not just somebody that's just suddenly reaching out or really wanting or longing for it. It just kind of happens in the moments you don't expect it.
And you could hear it in her voice, too. Like, the whole thing with her nephew really was traumatic and really affected her.
Yeah. Yeah, without a doubt.
And that's when she really needed that comfort. And her dad was there.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that that one with us. If you got a ghost story, share it with us at 855-853-4802. Or you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. Want to get access to our show commercial-free? Get advanced episodes. Also, get the bonus episodes, new ones every single week exclusively for our supporters. Then become an EPP, an extra podcast person. You can do it through Apple Podcasts. And try 3 days free on our subscription channel over there. Not on Apple, patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.